I am David McMaster. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Thank you, Chambra. And welcome to the new Crimson Circle. And let's take a breath with that, huh? Ah, the new Crimson Circle. What a monumental shift that we have created. And I think probably everyone here checked out the message that Adamus had for February 14th. And let me see a show of hands if you did. Yes. Wow, almost everyone. And truly, was that a gift? Was that special? Yes. And just think about that, the second quantum shift in less than 9 years. And Chambra, we are the ones that created it. So here we are for Shoud number 7 of the Walk on the Powerless Life 2016. The year of the living masters. So that's what we are. And let's take another breath with that. Ah, a group of paupers, huh? All over the world, here and there, paupers. That group that is like 11 hours and 59 minutes and a bunch of seconds to the full realization. That's right. And we did it the old-fashioned way, one breath at a time. There was no easy button on that one, huh? No easy button at all, no. And the good thing is, here we are. We can laugh about it, and we can reflect. And the good news is that, the worst of the journey is behind us. And now it's our time for allowing. So let's take another breath of allowing. And the awareness of who we really are. Ah, and after our last shoud, the next day was Super Bowl 55-0. And I know two of our favorite chamba had to go jump on an airplane and take off for Malulaba, Australia. And I don't know if they even got a chance to see the Super Bowl while it was happening. But it was some good bread and circus, and it was a great game. And again, as I mentioned, I'm not a big football fan, but I really did enjoy it. And, of course, they were there in the sunshine, which isn't all a bad deal at all. It's pretty special. So let's welcome them back. They just got back this last Sunday and probably still in a little bit of jet lag. So Jeff and Linda, please come on down. And actually, When they get here.
Thank you, David.
No, wait. There's a special deal here.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
A special deal.
Wow. A return home present?
Well,
no,
yes.
He wants to inquire about our jet lag. Just don't ask me to make any kind of a civil decision about anything. Oh, my God. I'm doing better, but not.
And you're standing up. That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah, that is amazing, actually.
And she got back just in time with jet lag to have a birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, so let's,
That's old news.
No.
That's old news.
So let's sing happy birthday to Linda.
Yeah. Oh, it's old
news. No. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you.
Now I know that Jeff has jet lag. He was singing. And he wasn't channeling.
I turned off my microphone so I would blend in with everybody else.
No, really, thank you very much. It's most appreciated. Thank you.
But Linda's birthday was March 1st, which I believe was Tuesday. And as David mentioned, we got home Sunday night. We were so out of it Tuesday.
Delirious.
Right now in Australia, where we just came from, it is about 6 in the morning tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That'll really mess you up.
Crazy.
I mean, 18 hours time difference, but it was amazing. We have some shots that we're going to show you today. We had a great time. we are just kind of getting over the, and it's not just jet lag, but it's everything lag. It's
everything.
The difference in altitude. We were at sea level for over 3 weeks, and now we come back to high
it's
altitude.
High humidity versus dry.
85 degrees and about 100% humidity, and come back
literally.
To Colorado, and so it's quite an adjustment, but it does feel good to be back.
Oh, my clothes shrunk. You come home and like you know, all the moisture goes away and they just shrink down.
Well, even in the luggage, you know, you weigh the bags before you go, of course, and then on the way home you weigh them again and they're heavier because of the moisture. Really,
literally.
I mean, it's kind
of
crazy.
Of course,
either that
or
all the contraband that we brought back.
Yeah, good.
Could have been that. Well, we're already here.
What kind of contraband, Jeff? What? Oh, that's true.
That is made from real Australian bunnies. But it said right on the label, before we bought it, I just wanted to make sure no bunnies were mistreated in the bringing you this fur.
They led
really nice life, really well fed, cared for. They all had a little massage every day, and they had their own therapists and counselors.
And nothing is wasted.
Nothing is wasted.
Because the rabbit meat, either the humans eat it, because Australians will eat any kind of meat, I'm convinced.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
they're giving you that, right? Not Australian.
And, well, no, they don't waste anything. It's, you know, it's used for animal feed or dog food.
Yeah,
so
it looks striking.
Yeah, well, so they should just throw it away. You hear my rationalizations.
And not to compare,
I just won't wear it to Boulder.
But mine is actually, microfiber, not from a cow or a rabbit. Not, it is microfiber. I'm a green kind of guy.
You
or maybe pale yellow. Pale yellow. Sometimes brown. But anyway, glad to have you all here. We're back.
Thank you, everyone.
It's been a tremendous month. I know Adamas has some interesting things to say about February. But
it's only the beginning of March. I cannot believe how intense, for lack of a better word, dramatic and expanding and overwhelming all this has been.
Was February like intense, or was it just us being in Australia? Oh, really? Well, then I'm glad we're gone.
It was intense. I was always on the edge, but when we came back and we started to hear all the news about the presidential election,
we're not going to go there.
Off the cliff.
No, to Linda. We're not going to talk about politics.
God.
It's like, see the size of my hand. I can't believe it. What are they? I don't even want to go there. We're going to blow this thing out of the water. I mean, I was watching the debate the other night, and it's like, I must have severe jet lag because I cannot believe it. This isn't a presidential debate. This is like
high school. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, juvenile. But anyway, sorry to the rest of you around the world. I don't know if you're following American politics. But
oh, they're watching.
It is crazy.
They're in shock and all.
Anyway, see what's happened here. Everybody's yeah. Okay. Let's take a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath. David Bells, maybe again. Okay. We're ready to move into this. We have actually quite a bit of news to cover, and I know Adamas has a lot to say today. So.
Oh, really?
We want to welcome everybody who's listening in online today. From Australia to Europe, from all parts of the world, from Brazil to Canada,
Malaysia, Japan,
everywhere.
Korea.
We want to welcome you to the Crimson Circle.
India.
And a great studio audience today. You guys are lively. You know, sometimes there's, sometimes the energy's kind of like apprehensive or worn out, but you guys are pretty enthusiastic today, so. Just get ready for that microphone to be handed to you.
When we're in that break room getting ready, it's like we can tell what level you're at by we have like a sound meter in there. It was just like, oh my God, they are over the top.
So anyway, we want to welcome everybody. And Linda.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
Not working to... There you go. Oh. All right. Did you do that from back there? Oh, okay. Maybe I need new batteries.
Are you talking about life in general or something specific?
Anyway, I love this video we're playing here. You might want to show it so they can see it online. It's like art becomes life. I mean, I just love it. Animation. It's based on Van Gogh's painting, and apparently based on an upcoming movie. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, we'll take a look at
He's
that.
He's got an interesting life.
David, would you hand that to Joe for new batteries? Good. Thank you. So, Linda, who's here that's from out of state?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't have a list. Michelle, do you have the list?
Nobody from out of state today? No. Where are you from?
Yeah.
Indiana. Yeah. Yeah.
You've
welcome.
You've got two sisters here.
Welcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else from out of state?
Yes. Stand up.
You're from out of state. Where are you from? Phoenix.
Wonderful.
Arizona. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Thank you for being here. Real close to Sedona, right? Yeah, you get that Sedona energy kind of just always coming in. Yeah.
Let it go, Jeff.
Yeah, I
Let
didn't say anything. I can joke about it because we'll never be invited back to Sedona for anything. You know, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Okay, so that's it, huh? That's the welcome. Boy, that's kind of... Wow.
Easy.
Easy. Okay, well, let's move on then, actually.
It's cool, I like it.
Let's walk on... And
oh, good point. Ooh, good point.
What's a guy to do, you know?
Start, my God.
Okay, I'm just gonna use my psychic energy. So last month was the Shout 6 of the Walk On series, and since we all have the luxury of forgetting between last month and this month, Gene always puts together a recap video, which you can also watch on YouTube anytime. But we're going to play it right now.
We don't forget about it. We just integrate it. And then this serves as a reminder for how we're going to go from there.
No, I forget about it. Yeah. So anyway, let's play it.
Okay, Jeffrey.
Let's do a little role acting here, okay? You're in front of a group of about 50 or so people. These are newly awakened humans. Something happened in their life. They're just starting to awaken. You know what that's like from, 10, 15 years ago. You know that level of kind of naive inspiration that, oh my God, look what I've discovered. Now, here you are, as you are today, as beings coming into mastery, or gone through some of the tough times. What are you going to tell them about this journey? What sage, wise advice are you going to give them?
Don't listen to anybody else. Listen to yourself. Enjoy life. Do what you want to do when you want to do it.
The first thing that I think is very, very important is to love yourself. I say that first because my second thing, you got a hell of a road ahead of you.
It's all going to work out. It's all going to be okay. Your humanness is not responsible for your enlightenment, your awakening.
I think the thing that helped me get through the most was that you can't make a mistake.
Allowing the I exist, but not only just allowing the I exist, but feeling the I exist within you. You guys, it's going to hurt. You're going to release a lot of things that you've been carrying on for lifetimes upon lifetimes upon lifetimes. It's going to hurt. So I suggest you take care of yourself. Make sure you exercise. Eat really a lot of live food, a lot of water, and love yourself. Go dancing as much as you can. Don't sweat the small stuff. And have some fun.
Yeah. Life is a beautiful experience if you allow it and can just be with it. And when you do that, your true I am immediately is always there for you.
The Adamas teaching a class of newly awakened students is going to be a little bit different, as you
really?
Could imagine. Number one, you're all the newly awakened. Number one, there is no going back. Forget about it. It's too late. You should have thought about this earlier. You are so I wasn't going to say screwed, as somebody said. I was going to say you are so into awakening now. Screwed. That's my point number one. My point number two, any resemblance, any semblance of yourself is going to be obliterated, crushed, pulverized over these next 5, 10, maybe 20 years. Get over it. What you're going to go through is going to turn you inside out. It's going to put you in face-to-face confrontation with your own demons and dragons. Mm. It's going to be a nightmare. And each and every one of you will come through this. Each and every one of you will eventually come to your mastery. The first thing you're going to notice in the master sense, and some of you already have been, the very first thing is the disorientation in time. It could make you nauseous. It could make you absolutely feel like you're falling apart, that you have no reference points anymore. And it could absolutely make you feel like you're going crazy. Let that be okay. When you start feeling absolute disorientation, vertigo, no spatial relationship, I mean, like you've never had before, be okay with that. Suddenly you realize, hey, this time-space thing, which is really a part of the whole plasma projection onto Bon and all the rest of that, your reality, this whole time-space thing, was a big trick in a way. This time and space are like the water, the warm water in a nice pool, just waiting for you. You could float around there for a long time. It's a big pool of potentials. If a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there to hear it, does it make a sound? In order for anything to be real, to exist, to manifest, consciousness has to be present. If it fell and you're not there, there's no consciousness there, does it make a sound? No, if you're not there. And I use that as an example of also saying, in the master sense, get over the fact that you have to hear it. It's the presence being there. Does a space exist without consciousness? Without consciousness. Does other dimensions that are out there that have never been necessarily visited or been to by soul beings, do they then exist? This is the master's form of the tree and the sound in the forest. If consciousness has never been there, do all of these other dimensions exist? The answer is no. Consciousness has to be present for anything to manifest, to become real. Otherwise, it does not exist. And I bring this up because the next thing you're going to realize with the master sense, you're going to dimensions. You're going on journeys to places that do not exist. They are called the no place. They don't exist. Nobody's been there. And you're going to be going there. Generally, on individual journeys, generally by yourself, it's going to be so damn confusing for the mind. It wants reference points. It wants the river of time and space. It wants definition. It wants something, and you're going to be going there in what I call this ineffable presence, undefinable, even to the, especially to the mind, undefinable. And I'll tell you right now, just as you were lecturing the awakening students before, and now I'm lecturing to you, the masters, it's going to feel strange and beautiful at the same time. Let's take a good deep breath with that and realize that to add even more confusion to it, you're going to be experiencing it simultaneous to what you would call your river rat self. You're going to be experiencing it simultaneous to driving down the street, driving to the grocery store, putting up with traffic, thinking about your kids, what has to be done later in the day, your bills. It's going to be happening simultaneous in the ineffable presence. And that's when you take a deep breath and say, I am so into my master sense.
Well, you did a pretty good job last month.
Yeah. I'd kind of forgotten about all that. Watch that. I Ammer's back.
Oh, there you go.
As we mentioned, Linda and I have been in Australia for, the last 3.5 weeks, I think. Mm-hmm. Had an amazing time there. We've got, we started out in Malulaba. I finally learned how to pronounce it right.
They wouldn't let us leave the room till we practiced and pronounced it right.
Because we were always saying Mululaba. And it's Mululaba. And it's like, I mean, it's still hard to pronounce. But it was an amazing place. We went there to do Threshold. It's on the, what they call the Sunshine Coast of Australia on the east side. Oh, I loved it there. I mean, it was just so gentle. And we're on the ocean. And every day, little birds, little parrots would come and sit on the balcony of our room.
Well, you just followed 3 feet of snow. What do you expect? Yeah.
So we had a great group there for Threshold. It was a sold-out crowd. They were really a dynamic group. Threshold is really my favorite thing to do because it's so intense, so deep, and very interactive with the Dhammas.
That's the most incredible part, that there's an energy that really is created when everyone knows that as things evolve, that you will participate, that you don't get to just sit in your seat. Everyone participates. So it creates such a different energy because everyone is totally involved, and it's quite beautiful.
We've done Threshold 5 times now, and I learned something every time. It's always amazing. So we have a little recap video just showing some of the shots from Threshold, and let's go ahead and do that now.
And thanks to Deb Potts. She's the one that helped us find Mululaba.
Yeah. See the beautiful scenery there. We were laying there not so long ago. There's our parrot friends every day. Threshold is usually mostly women. There are, I think, 2 or 3 guys at this one. I don't know why that is. Everybody gets plenty of opportunity at the front with Adamus. A little intimidating.
He's polite, but he's clear.
just watching that brings back so many beautiful memories, so intense and profound and personal. So we really enjoyed the group that was there, and we thank you all for participating. So from there, it was on to Sydney, where we did the light, we thought it was going to be the light integration workshop.
Well, it was. It just wasn't the flavor you expected.
Right. It was a two-day. We did it at the Crow's Nest Center, which is a community center. It's really quite nice, real close to the Sydney Bridge, and it was very nice. But I just learned also, don't do these kind of events at community centers. The energy just isn't right for it. And again, it was so, there were other groups in there, other people walking around. And it seems now when we gather together as Chambra, we need the whole place, and we need a lot of our own space.
We're also finding how important it is that the environment, that there needs to be a place where people can, in between things and at the end of the day, be in an environment where they can really take time to integrate our beautiful opera house.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing like it. And we were just there, a week or so ago, walking around the opera house. And I love Sydney. You take boats, we take a ferry over from where we were staying in Manly over to the central area in Sydney, and it's just a great area. Shot of the Crow's Nest Center, and just a few shots of the workshop. We didn't have too many pictures, but really a hearty group there at the workshop. And it, like I said, it wasn't what we thought it was going to be. We're actually renaming it for future.
It was occasions. Really intense. It was just like, and like, Adamus would push them right to the edge, and then they'd get a 20-minute break, like, really?
Yeah.
And then come back and do it again. It's like, really? That bridge is really tall.
We're redoing it as a four-day retreat. We're going to call the Embodied Consciousness Retreat. It was so different than what we'd done in Sedona last summer. We thought, it was going to be the same. It was so, we were just fried for days afterwards in a good way, but it was extremely
intense. It was provocative.
Intense.
It was extremely interactive for a big group. It was not at all like what we did in Sedona.
Yeah.
I was blown away. Sedona was a little bit mechanical. I felt like it was in a college class or something. And this was oh my God.
Light speed.
Yeah.
And really very practical. It wasn't just talking about integrating consciousness or embodying it. We were doing it, and it was probably the biggest.
Those are people on that bridge, insane
walking
people.
Up the bridge. These little spots here, little people walking up to the very top of the bridge. Linda and I did that once. That's all I ever need to do it again, just once. And you get to the top of the bridge, imagine these little people way up at the top, and you cross from that side to this side on a little gangplank. You can see down below, and you just...
Six lanes of traffic going underneath you, highway speed. It's pretty interesting.
You have to wear special jumpsuits. You have to take off all your jewelry and everything else. And then you have to clip. You have a wire on your jumpsuit, and you have to clip it to a wire so you don't go too far if you fall over. Okay, and the next shot is one of my favorites because Linda and I were at the grocery store one day picking up some supplies. And I was so embarrassed by what Linda was doing. I had to leave. I had to walk away. She was standing at the meat counter laughing and taking photos. Now, Linda finds it humorous, that the Australians would eat kangaroo meat because it's their national animal. But they had all sorts of it, steaks and fillets and sausage and everything else. And but you think that's so funny.
They make coin purses out of kangaroo scrotums. I'm not kidding. I resisted. I didn't take a picture of that. I thought it would be too much. So I just stuck with the kangaroo meatballs.
Kind of like eating deer. I guess people do that. Okay, moving on to the next shot. Let's talk about what's coming up. We got a pretty busy schedule between now and middle of June. So first thing, of course, is this month in Canada, we're back at the beautiful Sparkling Hill Resort for Threshold. My favorite place to do Threshold is just such an amazing resort. Beautiful Okanagan Valley. Where when there's water and some hills and they make wine there, that's an ideal place. So we're going back. We still do have... We actually have a couple spaces open. We had a couple last-minute cancellations, so if you're interested, particularly if you're from the U.S., the dollar to the Canadian dollar is about 70 cents to a dollar. So it's like saving 30% on everything.
It's one of the, yeah. It's probably the biggest difference in the exchange rate. And I can't tell you how many years. So
it was like that in Australia, too.
Yeah,
so we go to buy something. It's like, oh, and 30% off. It was.
Yeah, they look at your passport. Oh, you're American. Huh?
Really amazing. So anyway, if you're interested, it's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
A couple of weeks. April, especially if you are
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Sick of the cold weather and the snow and the wind.
Oh, yeah.
You're ready for some
yeah.
sun and sand. We're doing the Bonadventure in Hawaii,
on the Big Island.
So mm-hmm. just imagine that time on the Big Island, time with Chambra and Adamas.
There's great field trips, things you can do, all that stuff people want to do by the sea, swim with dolphins, go out on boat rides, go and actually watch live volcanoes actually spewing and lava and the whole nine yards. It's a very active, active island. Lots of field trips, huge island. It's our first time of doing an event there.
And it's coming up soon. We still have spaces left, so if you're interested, now's a good time to sign up before right. the price goes up. May, we're on to Italy, and again, we're doing the Threshold, first time in Italy, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name of that, but it's in Tuscany, in the Tuscany region near Siena. We have a very special place that we picked out for the event.
Tuscany is special.
And it sold out, so I'm not going to say too much more about it.
Okay.
And then following that is the Amio Retreat, also in the same area, different hotel, but the same area. And Adamas told me the other day that he is going to change up Amio Retreat.
Really? Adamas changed something up? You mean do it different than what we anticipate?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How shocking.
Yeah. So if you've gone to it before, it's going to be different. And if you've never gone to it, it's a great retreat, beautiful Tuscany in the end of May. The weather is beautiful.
Best Johan leather will, shopping on the planet.
Johan will be there with us. And we still have spaces left for that.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We have a few.
Okay. After that, June, right after we leave Italy, we're going straight up to Germany.
This is a big announcement.
Not really, because we announced it, I forgot when it was, we opened it a couple of weeks ago, and both events sold out within, I think, 48 hours. We're going to do our first ever Shoud outside the U.S. We're doing it in the Munich area, and it's a big room. We have, 225 chairs. It sold out in about 48 hours. It was amazing. So I won't talk too much about that. And then the next day, sold out also.
Oh, nothing to talk about. Sold
yeah,
out.
Yeah, sold
there
out.
Are 175 people on the wait list for the both events. So
yeah.
it's, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
And of course the European Chamber are like, why don't you just rent a stadium next time? Why, why not sink big? And it's like,
we didn't know.
We didn't know. We didn't know.
We're lucky if we get 50 locally.
Okay. I think that is it for our upcoming events. That takes us to the middle of June when we'll be back here.
Right.
We're in the middle of planning our June calendar, or our summer calendar, actually, for the studio for our events back here. We have a number of things that we'll be announcing in the next issue of Chambra Monthly. We're not quite ready right now. But right now is the time for Chambra.
This
is like a transition slide. You know, this
so
is like changes the
I
energy.
I keep waiting for Lester Holt to come back.
Okay. As always, a reminder, if you want to know the latest, greatest, make sure to check out the Chambra magazine. Great articles every month. Our own Tess had a wonderful article in this month. It was really, really a good article. Yeah. And also, just the latest news, this is what we use when we're introducing new events, new products. If you want to be the first to read about it, you want to find out what lurks within Crimson Circle, make sure to check it out. Okay. And you get that by subscribing to the email list, then you'll automatically get it. Big, big news. We just announced Keyhawk 6. You guys remember when Adamas first talked about Keyhawk, we were up at the Coal Creek Center. And it was chaos, in a way. He talked about it, and this is where he announced that he's going to do this one-year program. Took all of us, the staff, by surprise, and we had to scurry afterwards to put together the logistics just for registering. And it turned out to be such a beautiful program. We've expanded it over the years. We love doing it. It's one of our favorite things. So it begins in July, and it runs through June the following year. We've opened it a little early this year, and we've also changed the payment program so it's easier for people to make the payments. It's a one-year program with Adamus. There are two sessions per month online. Linda and I do a lot of these from the road while we're traveling, and it's actually one of our favorite things to do. I mean, we get into that Kihak energy. We're in a new place. Last one we did, we were in Australia, and it's just so cool with all the different energies that are involved in it.
Well, and I always count on John Kaderka because I'm always like, oh, God, is this file going to go? And I get that little note back saying, Got it.
So there's two sessions per month online. And also there's the Living in Kihak with Dr. Doug and Linda. They kind of recap and review the sessions, talk about from a personal level. It's actually gotten to be very, very popular. So that's once a month. So really three great things per month. There's access to the House of Kihak social media site all the time, unlimited access to the audio recordings. You can go back anytime, even after the program has ended, I believe. You can go back and listen to the channels.
For a few months.
And also we have Spanish translations. So we also show the staff on here, of course, Alain Boulaya, Dr. Doug Davis, Dear Linda, and, of course, me. So
I want to add a little more to that. Thank you, Jeff. what we found is Kihak is we had no idea what to anticipate. And it turned out that it was beyond what we imagined. There was kind of originally there was sort of a structure to it. Of course, Adamus had gotten rid of that, so to speak. But what I always enjoy is to hear what people tell us that they're getting from it. And the feedback that we get that I find the most common is that they like Kihak because what it is literally we go to this safe space, the House of Kihak, and everyone personally, from wherever you are in the world, you know, listens to Kihak, you participate in it, and everyone seems to make a very deep and personal connection with it. And what's nice about it is because it's very personal, then Adamus, because it's at least twice a month, it's very progressive. It keeps progressing.
Keeps building on itself. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So people find it, there's not a lot of distractions. It's a very clear program. And the feedback we get from it is really just incredible.
And one of the things I find channeling it is that it's a very interesting combination of Saint Germain and Adamus. You know, a little bit different energy than what we have here in the Shouds. There's more of that kind of Saint Germain energy. It's always good. It's always... I learn a lot from it. So anyway, if you're interested in participating in it this coming year, it doesn't start till July, but we're announcing it early. If you've never been in Kihak, if you're a first timer, the cost is $1,500 US for the year. You can do it in five payments of $300 each. If you have already been in Kihak or are in it this year, it's $1,000. You can do it in five payments of $200. So we just announced that couple days ago, and we already have a lot of people signed up for it. And there's really no limits on it, so it's not like, you know, space sold out or anything. But it's a great program. I think it's really one of the best things that...
I think we all love it. I know that Alain, Doug, and myself are just always really grateful for the material. And it's so supportive of this expanding consciousness that we're all going through. Because, you know... We have to do that every day, and this really gives a supportive way to keep walking through it.
So if you're interested, check it out on the Crimson Circle website, open for registration, and we've made even the payment terms a lot easier for this year.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, and moving on. I hope you all got a chance, well, almost everybody here got a chance to listen to the February 14th message. It was very different again, more of the Saint Germain. I think it was Saint Germain versus Adamus. And really an interesting message, an interesting shifting point for all of us. It was all based on the fact that he had talked at one point about, let's take a look on February 14th, 2016, if we're going to keep doing this or not. Let's take a look at how many are working part of coming into enlightenment. He gives some really interesting numbers in this. I'm always nervous when he gives out numbers, but they're really quite fascinating. And it was a great message. Ended up being about 50 minutes. So if you haven't seen it, it's available on the Crimson Circle website, of course, free of charge. But it was to me kind of an energetic turning point. And at the same point, I think I might be jumping ahead of myself.
You should feel free to share that with others if you like. It really talks a lot about what we do and where we're at.
Yeah, in less than, 2 weeks or about 2 weeks, we have now text and or audio translations in all these different languages.
Wow.
So you can imagine all the translation teams around the world who just jumped on it to get the translations done. So we really, really appreciate the work that the translators did.
That's amazing. Actually.
So, yeah, the February 14th message, we'll keep it up online for quite a while because I think it's kind of one of those milestone things, kind of a historic marker. Okay. And while all that was going on, we've been working behind the scenes, keeping our fingers crossed that Adamus was going to stay, and started working last August on a whole new website for Crimson Circle. When I say whole new, from the technology that drives the website, which is really a lot of work, to the graphics, to the text and the copy,
the design,
and everything else. We launched it on February 14th. As a matter of fact, it was so funny because we chose midnight, February 14th. We didn't say anything about it in advance in case it didn't work, but we had chosen that in advance. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Mooloolaba. I'm on the laptop. Actually, I almost got the date wrong. I was kind of just messing around doing stuff. And Linda said, aren't you going to, go online for the website launch? And I'm like, yeah, that's tomorrow. And she goes, no, it's today. You're really messed up. So it was 5 in the afternoon the next day in Australia. Back here, Michelle, Jean, Billy, Bonnie, we're all online, and we're all chatting back and forth. And as we did the countdown, it's like, oh, my God, 1 minute to go. And all of a sudden, at the stroke of midnight, February 14th, Colorado time, the old website went down. A big error message came up on the screen. It's like, oh, my God. And then suddenly, as like by magic, the screen refreshed and the new website appeared. And it was like, oh, my God. It was truly amazing. I mean, I still get chills when I think about it. There was a lot of thought that went into the website in terms of graphics, navigation, the energy, I think, was the most important thing. And we decided as a staff, we sat down one day and said, what are we going to do with the homepage? It's got to be Chambre. It's got to be us.
You said we're not there to sell anybody. We just want it to be.
Yeah, there's nothing to sell. It's just so we said, let's take quotes from Tobias Adamus Kathumi. It's really kind of the core, because they're kind of our quotes too. Let's use those. Let's have a really beautiful graphic. Change the quote every day. So every day that quote is different. Change the graphic a couple times a month. And when somebody comes to Crimson Circle, this is what they'll be greeted with. Not a bunch of junk. We'll never have any banners on here. We'll never have any, what do you call them, the little boxes that flash, pop-ups or anything. So when somebody comes here, this is what they're greeted with.
They just have to know what the hamburger does.
Well, we're going to show you right now, take you on a very quick tour of the website. I think Gene is ready in the back there. Got to do a little maneuvering here. And that's the current message. That's what's up there today. We have a new graphic. And one of the first things to realize, because some people go and say, well, what do I do now? You can either hit the enter button or let's go to, that's called a hamburger. I don't know, hamburger menu. You go there, that will pull down the main areas of the website, which are basically our hub. It's a great place to go. It's the hub. It's where the center of everything. We have news, events, library, store, and more. So you can go here to the hamburger or you can hit the enter button. But let's go right now to the hub and take a look at what's inside. By the way, all the text on the website was changed, so if you happen to read it, it's got a true Chambre flavor to the text. But in the hub, you'll find here, of course, the Adamus' message. You can go to the live events, to the library, to the live monthly webcast, and if you scroll down a little bit there, the Cloud Class, which is the Now Playing, Advanced Studies, Core Material. We really were very careful in saying, what is really, really the most important? If somebody is new and says, you know, what should I really take a look at? It's in Core Material, Keyhawk, of course, being such an important program. And then down at the bottom are the free classics, a lot of free material. So from here, let's go to news, which is kind of a active, dynamic place. The first part of news is the latest hot news. And this is, if you want to find out, like, if we're having website problems, you want to find out if there was some hot thing happening, some, you know, kind
what
of like
qualifies as hot, baby?
It's something that's really, I mean, not necessarily promotional or talking about products, because that's in a different category, but, like, what's really going on. If you want to know if something was canceled or changed, that's here.
What's hot right now?
We're redoing this right now, so I don't want to focus on that, okay. But you can click on it. And I also don't want to go through each one of these. But the latest hot news is some links have changed and some translation news.
Cool.
An alert, registration for Keyhawk is now open, and Freedom Now What is here. So
cool.
Just a real quick, very fast little thing with the hottest news.
Yes. I'm learning.
Under What's New, you'll find the latest products offerings, the things that we've just come out with. You find the Chambre magazine, and if you scroll down a little bit, articles. We're breaking out some of the articles that were in Chambre magazine and other articles written by Chambre and putting them into this whole new category called articles. And, of course, join our mail list. Next, we go to events. Is we tried to really lay this out kind of logically and simply. Under events, you can look for the live events. Those are the ones Linda and I do on the road. You can go to the advanced studies. It will give you the listings for all the teachers around the world who are doing the advanced studies classes, the cloud classes, and then finally information about the live monthly webcast. So that's all here under events. Library, we have gone through and kind of redone everything, you know, relinked everything, made it much easier to go back into the library of materials going back to 1999.
So this is the Schaub material.
All the Schaub material, okay. Going back over all the years. We just made it much, much easier to find the materials. Now, back in the old days, we didn't have back in the very early days, we didn't even have audio. And then we didn't have video for quite a while, but everything we had in our files, the text, or if we had audio or video, you can find here now.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, of course, the store. This is the a link that will get you to the store. And I think you're all familiar with the store by now, which we actually redid about a year ago. And then finally, more is kind of a fun area. You can find out about us. And you know, it's one of those things you have to have these days, tell people who you are. We talk here about the Crimson Circle Angel Program. International, includes a lot of the translations. Special rooms like the Full Moon Room and the Quiet Room are here. The community page, which also includes the photo album and access to things like the Facebook pages, is here, as well as typical things like contact us, email, and the glossary. So it's all here, again, very carefully organized. We cut down on the text a lot. There's not nearly as much to read. We added a lot of graphics, and it's turned into an absolutely beautiful, beautiful website. So I'm really proud of it. It was so fun to watch this launch while we were...
It's a pretty big change.
Yeah, the website, of course, stays the same, but I do want to give very, very special thanks, an incredible amount of hours by Michelle McHale. Michelle, thank you. Go ahead and stand up. Go ahead and stand up, Michelle. Yeah. And, you know, Michelle was responsible for launching the new store last year and now the new website. It's a tremendous amount of work. We do a lot of it internally and then also with the help of Adis Consulting, who does a great job for us. The Crimson Circle staff was all part of the whole process of thinking it through, writing the text, really putting the energy behind it. So it was a huge endeavor, and it went off flawlessly.
Big
flawlessly.
Creation.
It was huge creation. So thanks to everybody. Okay, let's move on. And I forgot what comes up. Oh, the cloud classes. Yeah. We have a new entry into the cloud class this month. We'll take a look at it in just a minute. And, of course, as you know, the cloud classes, you can go to see any of the cloud classes anytime. It's kind of like on demand. This month we have a new offering. It's called Freedom. Now what? We recorded it back in January with Jim Self right here in the studio and Adama St. Germain. It's seven segments, and it really focuses on the whole concept of what is freedom. And once you start getting it, now what? Because life changes. You know, freedom is a wonderful concept, but all of a sudden, life really starts changes. And Jim goes into depth, as does Adamas, into this whole phenomena of freedom and what comes next in your life. You have 90
days. Well, everybody says they want freedom, but what do you do with it?
Yeah,
well, what do you do?
What do you do with it? You have 90-day access to the video files, and it's priced at a very, very reasonable $95. So that just went live the other day. If you're interested in it, check it out in the Crimson Circle website. Oh, we have a little recap on it. I forgot about that. So let's do the recap. The biggest issue facing humanity right now is freedom. It's the underlying consciousness that attracts all the energies for all the experiences that are happening on Earth, whether it's in Africa, Asia, Europe, South America, North America, any place. Human consciousness is naturally evolving. It's waking up. It can't help it. It's the natural evolution of things. So it's bringing to the surface this whole issue of freedom. My point is, for each and every one of you who are at this moment of truth in your life, at this moment or this point of separation, are you ready for it? Are you ready for that freedom that you yearn, for that freedom that you thirst for? What comes with freedom? Because things change.
It's very difficult to be free and not okay at the same time. In fact, I'll make one of the structures here that you might want to be aware of, is on this journey, you cannot take your baggage with you. And so this makes it even more interesting. You can't take your baggage. I'm waking up. I'm becoming conscious of myself. And I'm passionate about moving into this fifth dimensional space. So that fifth dimensional space also has rules and structures. This fifth dimensional space is all about vibrations such as beauty, well-being, vitality, appreciation, gratitude, dignity, integrity. Vibrations. They're all vibrations, just like anger, rage, resentment, vibrations. But in this fifth dimensional space, you can't take your baggage with you. In this fifth dimensional space, words like trust and safety do not exist. There is nothing to distrust, and there is nothing unsafe. You basically are vibrating in reverence, respect, appreciation, well-being. So this process of becoming free is really about how do you step out of that third dimensional box into that space of well-being and beauty, reverence, integrity, graciousness.
I am a free being, beholden to nobody, not spirit. Oh, I love spirit. Spirit and I are one. But I'm not beholden. Spirit, he, she, it, is not going to call me back. Has no rule sheet for me, does not judge me, not whatsoever. So I am sovereign domain, meaning my house, my I am-ness. My house is my experience. It means that I am free to experience myself the way I choose to. I'm having an experience right now, here with you, as an ascended master, as a non-physical being, as Adamus. I'm having great fun with it. And at the same time, I am in incarnation on earth, just like Tobias is. I am Mark Twain. I am this Jewish rabbi. I am this poor little slave boy back in Atlantis. And it's all occurring right now. That's freedom. There's not a big magic formula how you do freedom. There's not. It's very, very simple. It's something that every want-to-be master who became an ascended master has experienced for themselves. It's time to accept everything about yourself.
So why hold the guilt, the persecution, the blame of your past in your present time moment when in fact it has absolutely nothing to do with you? As you begin to start to recognize what that third dimension is, past, future, blame, guilt, right, wrong, good, bad, all of that structure coupled with the rational mind is all about keeping you in a particular place. But if you're watching this, you're not in that particular place. You're breaking out of that place. You're beginning to recognize that something in here says, I'm bigger, I'm more important, I'm more significant, and there's a better adventure to have than poor me. So freedom as a concept is very much the unentangling yourself from a great amount of who you never were, but thought you were. And just by letting it go, it goes. Changing your attention point will allow you to know yourself. But a lot of what was not, all of those, you're not okay, you don't deserve, what's wrong with you. See, they were never your ideas in the first place. You just kind of held them for somebody for a long time. Tried to figure out, what did I do wrong? You might notice you never came up with a very good answer for most of it. Can't figure that one out. I don't know what I did wrong. Well, what if you don't have to figure it out?
You're getting remade. You're getting not just a makeover, but you're getting a recreation of yourself. It's what you asked for. It's what you cried for. It's what you spent countless lifetimes waiting for, and it's here. Not tomorrow or the next day. No more of this wait till 2020 or anything like that. It's here. It's happening right now. We recorded that back in January. When Jim was here. No audience. We just did the recording. And I love working with Jim. He's such a gentleman. He has so much authenticity.
A lot of integrity. Incredible integrity.
Incredible integrity. And, you know, he's not in it for the ego or the money or anything. He's in it because he loves to do it. He's truly a master teacher.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't channel like I do. Instead, he says that the archangels are, he works with them, are always kind of around. So he doesn't go, you know, into an altered state of any kind.
He is an altered state.
Yeah. But anyway, Freedom Now, what's available and on the cloud class just came up the other day. So it's really fascinating.
Okay.
Yeah, and one more thing. While we're at the end of Freedom Now, what... Jim and I sat down and said, hey, let me ask Adamus a bunch of questions about time and space. So we did it right at the end of filming Freedom Now What, and it was phenomenal with the questions Jim was asking. Kind of the dialogue between Jim and Adamus was really cool, and we didn't even know if we were going to do anything with it or not, but we gave it a title called Cosmic Conversations with Jim and Adamus. And it's 1 hour, fascinating information about time and space.
Free.
And Jim has such a scientific mind. He owns some scientific businesses, as a matter of fact. He's a very successful businessman in addition to being a great teacher. But so he really asked good questions, and I remember as Adamus was answering, thinking, this is just fascinating listening to these guys talking.
But
anyway,
this
is free online. It's called Cosmic Conversations with Jim and Adamus.
You guys do good work.
So that's it. That's all the news we have.
That's it?
That's it. So we're ready for break time. But before we do, we want to thank everyone who makes this such an amazing organization, the Crimson Circle Angels.
Thank you. They do such incredible stuff.
Oh, yeah, the advanced studies teachers, international web hosts, the translation teams. You saw what they did in getting out the February 14th message, and everyone else around the world who makes us just soar. So we're going to come back in about 26 minutes and see what Adamus has to say.
We can't tell you how much we appreciate all the different ways that people contribute. And if you'd have told me 20 years ago that we would be in this kind of a place with people all over the world distributing and helping and supporting this material, I could not have dreamed this. It's so, so incredible. So thank you to everyone that participated.
Just don't wake up from that amazing dream then. So, okay, we'll see you after a coffee and chocolate break.
Thank you.